I remember reading not long ago an article in the Times Literary Supplement. I like people to think that I'm a regular reader of the Times Literary Supplement. Actually, I just stumbled on this issue of the Times Literary Supplement. And there was an article by Gertrude Himmelfarb. I also like to drop her name once in a while. But Gertrude Himmelfarb is some of you may know, but she's a historian, a very well established historian, and I think it's fair to say a conservative historian. And she argued in that article for trying to reproduce the past and get as close to it as possible, argued against what she called postmodernism in history, and for her, postmodernism meant not accepting truth, thinking that there's no such thing as established truth. And she gave as an example of how important it was just to find out as much as you can about any era, how one of her students came to her very excited about a historical discovery, and that was that Andrew Jackson's first message to Congress was written by George Bancroft. You don't seem excited by that idea. But my point is that something like that, you see, that Andrew Jackson's first message to Congress written by George Bancroft, because nobody had found it out before. If somebody hasn't found out anything before and you can bring a new fact to life, this is a very important thing very often, like when you're working on a doctoral dissertation. You work in a field that nobody has ever worked at, no matter how unimportant the field is, it is, you see. And history is an infinite number of events, an infinite number of facts. Inevitably, you must select from that number of facts those things which you are going to present, if you're going to write, if you're going to teach. What is going to go into this book, or what is going to go into your lecture, into your classroom? There's no way of avoiding the process of selection. And once you make that selection is based on your point of view, whether you acknowledge it or not, whether you even know it or not. There's a way in which you can reproduce the point of view that has been dominant in your culture without understanding that you are reproducing the dominant point of view. And so you make a selection according to that point of view. You make a selection according to what you think is important. And different people think different things are important. And she thought that finding out about Andrew Jackson's first message to Congress, who wrote it, was important.